True North Tales. Stories of the people, places, and events from across the territory on 100.1 True North FM.
For this True North Tale, I sat down with the Manager of Employment Services for Inclusion NWT, June Jesmundo, and at the start of our chat, June tells me what Inclusion NWT is and what his department does.
So we are a nonprofit organization, and we are part of a bigger organization called Inclusion Canada. We used to be called the Young Life Association for Community Living, just because Inclusion Canada changed their name. The rest of the country, from Yukon all the way to Newfoundland, will be changing their name to Inclusion, and then whatever territory or province they are. And then, yeah, for here at Inclusion NWT, so we just help and support people with intellectual and other disabilities and their families. So we are here to help them live a meaningful life and just be active in all aspects of community life. So the department that I work for is called Employment Services, and we just provide basic employment needs for the many who don't have the resources. So that can be help and then update the resume or do job searching with them, just physically see what the type of work they're interested in, and then we try to job search to their skill set and what their type of work they're interested in. And then we go back and forth, and then we make a plan on what's best to move on, because sometimes some individuals are not sure what type of work they want to get into. So before we get into that, we have a little bit of a discussion with them so we can create a plan for them, so it's good for them long term as well. So that's the beginning part of what we do here at Inclusion.
During our chat, without naming them, June tells me some of the businesses that he set up his job seekers with.
You never know, maybe at a local coffee shop here, one of our job seekers have made your latte, or someone at a local flower shop did your flower arrangement. One of our job seekers worked at a local hotel. Maybe they cleaned up your hotel room. So we do have a lot of people out there that you might not think have a disability, but they're out there working and making a contribution to the employers at their job.
And to finish off my chat with June Jesmundo of Inclusion NWT, he tells me why he thinks businesses should get a job seeker from Inclusion NWT.
I think it is a good thing to do, but I think it's a correct thing to do, especially if employers or businesses have such a high turnover rate, because many of our job seekers do look forward to going to work every day. And then they also boost morale just because they're always happy and smiling. So some of our nonverbal job seekers that we have that we support, when they actually go to the workplace, sometimes they're so happy that they're singing or humming like underneath their breath. And then when they have a little bit of moment, they're dancing just because they're just excited to be there. It's always a good thing to see when both employers and the job seekers that we provide support are happy. And that's what we want, to get that message out there and create that awareness as well.
If you have a story to tell or know someone we should talk about, let us know. Email truenorthtales@mytruenorthnow.com.